再一起低头默祷。
Let us all bow head and pray in silence.
Amen. 奉主耶稣圣名开始我们晚上聚会，我们一起唱诗三十三首。
In the Jesus Christ, we begin the evening service. Let us sing in number 33.
在这春夜，街上边歌颂和的千人归，夏天却送给这谁？我想的街道的泪 ，Sweeping through the gates when we meet Jerusalem.Sweeping through the gates of the Jerusalem, washing the dirt in the dirt. Leading your people, 盼望到高天, 分享我最后一阵子尊贵。Sweeping through the gates of the Jerusalem, washing the blood of the Lamb. Sweeping through the gates of the Jerusalem, washing the blood of the Lamb.人谁的心究竟是如何？恩怨有能力的神总会碰，撒下酸烈的寒风，愿心愿为改变我。Sweeping through the gates of the King Jerusalem, washing the blood of the Lamb. Sweeping through the gates of the King Jerusalem, washing the blood of the Lamb.
Last verse.
谁在当盘子为何谁你说谁能够解答你生的平安他的永远满之梦我心的破头的脸 Sweeping through the gate Jerusalem, washing the blood of the Lamb. Sweeping through the gates of the Jerusalem, washing the blood of the Lamb.
请坐。
Please be seated.
很快的一个礼拜又即将过去。
Very quickly, the week is about to pass.
感谢主耶稣保守我们在他的看顾。
And we give thanks to God that He has protected us.
我们也愿从神来的爱、神来的怜悯不断的在我们的生活当中来保护我们、遮盖我们。
We hope that the mercy and the love of God can often protect us and keep us in our daily lives.
我们在聚会前，我们一起同心跪下来感谢祷告。
Before we start our service, let's kneel down and pray.
求主耶稣祝福晚上的聚会。
And we ask the Lord to bless the service for tonight.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告。 求我们大家先一起来翻开圣经路加福音十四章。
First of all, turn to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 14.
路加福音十四章第一节。
Luke, chapter 14, verse 1.
安息日，耶稣到一个法利赛人的首领家里去吃饭，他们就窥探他。在这里提到啊，主耶稣在有一个安息日啊，他到一个法利赛人，而且是一个首领啊的家里去吃饭。
Here says on one of the Sabbath, the Lord Jesus Christ went to a Pharisee's house. Especially here says the ruler, one of the rulers of the Pharisees.
啊，应该是这一个人啊，他邀请主耶稣去用饭。
Supposedly that this person he invited Lord Jesus, for the supper.
啊，这本来也是一件很好的事情。
This is in fact a very good thing.
啊，接待主耶稣啊，这个是一件很好的事情。
To receive the Lord Jesus Christ, this is indeed a very good thing.
啊，但是如果看最后一句话啊，又让人觉得有一点啊，有一点这个啊，觉得很啊很伤感哈。他说他们就要啊，他们就窥探他。
But however, if we look at the last phrase, it is quite sad that the here says that they watched him closely.
啊，那这样的一个描述就是表示他们并不是怀着很友善的这一种啊这一种企图这一种动机。
So this kind of description means their intention was not very pure, was not very good.
啊，事实上他们真的是要啊要抓耶稣的啊耶稣的一些把柄。
In truth, they're trying to find faults in Lord Jesus.
啊，那这个主耶稣呢，他也知，当然也知道啊，他们的企图。
And of course, Lord Jesus, he understood their intentions.
啊，也真的啊，在他面前呢，有一个需要得医治的人。
So it's true that right before him, there was a person who requires healing.
啊，这些人在等着啊，耶稣在安息日。要不要医治这一个人
？So these people are waiting to see whether or not Lord Jesus Christ will heal this person on the Holy Sabbath.
啊，如果主耶稣有这样的一个举动，那就违背了啊，他们当时对安息日的一些宗教上的条规。
And if Lord Jesus he truly did this, then he would have offended the rules of the Sabbath.
啊，所以他们是真的是设下陷阱。
So they try to establish this trap for Jesus.
啊，请主耶稣吃这顿饭，目的是要陷害主耶稣。
They invite Lord Jesus Christ for the purpose of finding fault in Him.
啊，那我想在我们生活当中，我们如果碰到这样的事情啊，我们一定非常的愤怒，非常的气愤。
I believe if we are to encounter these kind of invitations, we'll be very angry and quite mad.
啊，那我们可能会。在这种情绪上啊，一定会很冲动。
Perhaps in terms of emotion, we will be very quick to rush to emotions.
好像有一个友善的外表，但是实质上是要害我们。
It seems that they are very friendly outwardly, but they are there to bring harm to us.
那事实上，在人世间这样的事情还真不少。
And it's true in this life, we find many events like this.
但是在这里，主耶稣他所表现的呢，是非常的啊，非常的平安的，非常平静的。
But Lord Jesus Christ, how he expressed was he was quite calm and he was very peaceful.
主耶稣也真的实在是爱每一个人。
And Jesus really indeed loved everyone.
主耶稣在医治这个人之前呢，再次的提醒大家啊，这个。相爱的啊，这个有关爱心的事情。
So before Lord Jesus he healed this person, he reminded everyone about the need to love one another.
哦，所以主耶稣提醒他们，在很多的事情上面，这个爱心这件事情是一定要被考虑进去。
So Jesus reminded them in all of the things that we do, love needs to be considered.
啊，许多的条规其实也都是有很好的目的啊，但是这里头一定要 把爱考虑进去。
There are many rules that has many good intended purposes, but we always need to consider love.
所以但愿主耶稣的圣灵常常感动我们，让我们在生活当中，在面对事情、处理事情的时候，总是包含着爱心。
Therefore, we ask the Spirit of the Lord Jesus Christ to fill each and every one of us, so that when we encounter certain things,and we try to resolve certain issues, we always consider love.
因为我们都跟主耶稣的性情有份。
Because we, all of us, have to do with the Lord's characters, need to have part with the Lord's character.
所以在我们生活当中，我们一定能够常常将主耶稣的爱来表达出来。
If then that's true, then we need to express the love of Jesus in our lives.
那所以在这段里头呢，主耶稣也借这个机会给他们一些很好的教导。
So in this incident, the Lord Jesus Christ taught them a very good lesson.
主耶稣并没有对他们生气，主耶稣也没有来跟他们敌对。
And Jesus did not become angry with them, or he did not become change his feeling against them.
主耶稣总是想办法的想要让他们能够明白能够回转能够走在对的道路上面。
And Jesus wanted him to think about it, understand it, and turn back to walk on the path of the love.
那其中一个很有用的方式呢，就是主耶稣用很容易懂的比喻来引导他们。
So Jesus used this method, a very easily understood parable to try to guide them.
所以在十六节到二十四节主耶稣讲了一个比喻。
Therefore, in verse 16 to verse 24, Jesus made this parable.
路加福音十四章十六节。
Luke chapter 14, verse 16.
耶稣对他说：“有一个人摆设大筵席，请了许多客。”十七。
17.
到了坐席的时候，打发仆人去对所请的人说：“请来吧，样样都齐备的。”十八。
Verse 18.
众人一口同音的推辞，头一个说：“我买了一块地，必须去看看，请你准我辞了。”十九。
Verse 19.
又有一个说：“我买了五对牛，要去试一试，请你准我辞了。”二十。
20.
又有一个说：“我才娶了妻，所以不能去。”二十一。
21.
那仆人回来把这事都告诉了主人，家主就动怒，对仆人说：“快出去到城里大街小巷，领那贫穷的、残废的、瞎眼的、瘸腿的来。”二十二。
22.
仆人说：“主啊，你所吩咐的已经办了，还有空座。”二十三。
23.
主人对仆人说：“你出去到路上和篱笆那里，勉强人进来，坐满我的屋子。”二十四。
24.
我告诉你们，先前所请的人，没有一个得偿我的筵席。这也是我们熟悉的一个主耶稣的比喻。
This is a parable all of us are familiar with.
我们常常借这个比喻，我们探讨一些主题。
Through this parable, we often will explore some other topics.
比如说，我们会谈到说，这个大宴席指的是什么
？For example, we talked about this great supper. What does it refer to?
我们会来讨论一下这一些季节邀请的人到底是哪些人。
And we also try to discover these people who refuse to come, what kind of people are they?
那今天晚上我们把重点放在这一个被打发去的仆人。
And then tonight we'd like to place the emphasis on the servant who, in whom was sent.
十七节说，到了坐席的时候，打发仆人去对所请的人说：“请来吧，样样都齐备了。”这个十七节这个仆人被打发去邀请人。
So in verse 17, that this servant was sent to invite those people who are supposed to come.
这个仆人代表主人去传达这个主人的信息。
So the servant representing the master tried to relay the message of the master.
所以当他在传达信息的时候，他就是主人的使者。
So as he was relaying this message of the master, he is the messenger of the master.
那所以呢，他应该对众人来讲，他是代表主人。
Therefore, to the other people, he represents the master.
如果他的主人是很荣耀的一个、很伟大、很荣耀的一个人，那么这个仆人在那个时候他也是非常荣耀的。
If the master is a glorious and very honorable person, then this servant must be also take up the same status.
能够让一个很伟大的主人差派他去传信息，这是一个很大的荣耀跟这个主人的这个宠爱。
To be able to be sent by this very honorable master for this servant, it is a great honor.
那我们今天已经知道主耶稣他就是最伟大最荣耀的。
And we know that our Lord Jesus Christ is the most glorious and he is the greatest.
他是万王之王，他是万主之主。
He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
那今天我们都被他差派。
Today, all of us, we are sent by him.
所以我们是很得恩宠的，我们是很有荣耀的。
Therefore, we are loved and we are quite glorious.
所以主耶稣他要升天之前，他特别吩咐他的门徒。
Therefore, before Jesus ascended to heaven, he instructed the disciples.
说你们在耶路撒冷等候圣灵的降临。
He told them that you need to wait in Jerusalem for the coming of the Holy Spirit.
那你们要成为我复活的见证。
And you should become the witness of my resurrection.
主耶稣要门徒所做的而且是一个很伟大的很重要的一个事情一个信息。
And so what Jesus wanted the disciples to do was something very great, and they carry a very important message.
所以主耶稣还特别的来应许他们用圣灵来差遣他们。
So Jesus gave them this promise that he would send them off, with the Holy Spirit.
那今天我们就是这样子的得着这个很荣耀很得恩典的这个差派。
And today, we have received this very glorious mission that we are sent.
因为我们今天在这个圣灵所建设的教会里头。
For today, we live in the church as established by the Holy Spirit.
那今天我们能够照着主耶稣的应许来领受圣灵。
And today, according to the promise of Lord Jesus Christ, all of us we receive the Holy Spirit.
在哥林多后书里头，他甚至是用这种大使这样的一个名称。
And in 2 Corinthians, it even says that we are all ambassadors.
请看哥林多后书第五章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书第五章二十节。
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 20.
二十节，所以我们做基督的使者，就好像神借我们欠你们一般，我们替基督求你们与神和好。
Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God.
所以真的，主耶稣让我们来代表他。
So it's true that Lord Jesus Christ allow us to represent him.
来做这件最伟大的工作。
To do this very great task.
神的作为都是伟大的。
All of the work of God is great.
但是如果要做比较的话，神救人这件事情是最伟大的。
However, under comparison, when how God has saved man, this is the greatest work.
神的很多的作为啊，他是只是用吩咐的。
There are many works of God. God only uses words.
那在医治的时候，有时候像主耶稣是伸出手。来摸这个患者或者按手。
And sometimes as Jesus heals a person, he would reach out his hand or he would lay hand on them.
但是为了达到人跟神之间的这种和好。
But in order to reconcile man with God,
天上的神他必须离开他荣耀尊贵的宝座。
The God in heaven have to leave the glorious throne in heaven.
他必须借着圣灵怀胎来出生在这个世界上。
He has to be born through the Holy Spirit and be born in flesh onto this world.
他从婴孩这样子一直到长大成人的过程。
And so he has to go through the process of from being an infant until a grown person.
那最后还要受死在十字架上。
And finally, he also has to die on the cross.
为了就是要来成全人跟神之间的这个和好。
For the purpose of trying to reconcile us back to God.
如果我们用这样子来看的话，那么这一件事情是神最伟大的事情。
If we were to examine this, and we know that this event is the greatest work of God.
那今天我们成为神的代表，来继续来啊来 啊、来执行这件事情。
And today we have all become the representatives of God、to continue on this great work.、
哦、不但这样子，主耶稣他拣选我们、啊、他也要叫我们来成为这个世界上的光。
And not only this,、when Lord Jesus Christ called us,、he called us to become the light of this world.、
哦、让人来看见、啊、我们的好行为。
So that others can see the good deeds that we have.、
哦、所以保罗说我们是光明之子。
Therefore, Paul has told us that we are the sons of light, the children of light.
那这个路加福音十四章我们看到说这个仆人他要去传达一个非常、啊、非常急迫的一个、啊、的一个信息。
And so in Gospel Luke chapter 14, we see that this servant is to go out and preach this very urgent message.、
哦、他对这些被邀请的人说来。
And to those people, the invitees, he said,、come.、
哦、因为样样都已经齐备了。
For everything is ready.、
哦、那这个仆人他我们可以想象他是一个一个的去传达这个消息。
So we can see the servant、must try to reach every single person who are invited、regarding this message.、
哦、神是很看重的，是个别的、哦、是个别的去通知。
And so God,、he emphasized upon this invitation, so it's an individual invitation.、
哦、我们每一个个人的出身也都是个别的，不是集体的。
And each individual,、we are、by ourselves, we are not in a group.、
哦在动物界里头、啊、很多一次生是、哦、像鱼的话它有时候一生、啊、就是一堆。
And so for example in the、animal kingdom if the fish gives birth、they give birth to so many eggs so many things、
哦哦、那但是人的出生、啊、它不是整体性的是个别性的。
But the birth of、human beings、usually it's just one individual not a whole group、
哦、所以今天人的这个重生也是这样子。
It is the same for a person to be reborn.
哦，也是个别的啊，来领受救恩，个别的来从水和圣灵重生。
Individually, we come and accept the truth, and individually, we are born again from the Spirit and the water.
哦，所以在有关传福音布道的事工上面啊，有许许多多不同的方式。来进行。
Therefore, in terms of preaching the gospel, there are many different ways and methods、to reach out.、
哦、有时候我们会想到说那种在体育馆里头很大型的那一种布道聚会。
And sometimes we imagine that we can have this great、evangelical service、in a sports arena.、
哦、那对我们真耶稣教会来讲，在美国啊，这种我们还没有。哦、还没有做过。
And to us、in the United States,、we have not yet、have tried that kind of、service.、
哦、或许我们、常常有人会有这样的一个、一个想象或者一个目标、存在说将来有一天我们也这样子。
Perhaps、a lot of us have this、imagination or goal、in our life that perhaps one day this is what we should strive for.、
哦、但是这并不能够代表一切的先道活动。
However, this cannot represent all of the evangelical work.、
哦、我们还是要很看重那个很根本的那种 一对一的所谓个人的布道。
We need to emphasize upon the one-to-one personal evangelism.、
哦、其实这也是大型布道聚会 的基础。
And in fact, this would be the foundation of the grander scale evangelical events.
哦，这也是教会哦，我们每一年两次在教会里会堂里头的布道聚会，这也是教会堂布道聚会的基础。
And this is also the foundation of the evangelical services we hold two times a year in our church.
哦，那今天还有所谓的哈、哦，比如说电视上的布道。
And today, we can also see that there are TV evangelisms,
或者在网络上的布道
or the、internet evangelisms.
这些都是很好的工具。
All these are very good、ways to preach.
但无论工具多么好，我们总是不要去忽略的那个最根本的那种个人的邀请、个人的布道。
But does not matter how wonderful those methods are,、we cannot neglect the basic foundation, which is、personal evangelism.
啊、因为我们每一个人都是被差遣的。
Because every one of us, we have been sent.
那这个仆人他首先他第一步所做的工作呢，就是去邀请那些已经知道有这个宴席的人。
So the first that the servant did was to invite those people who already understand that there's this great supper.
哦，因为这是一个大的宴席。
For this is a great supper.
哦，照犹太人的习惯，这种大的宴席啊，应该都是事先都已经讲好了。
According to the custom of the Jewish people, this kind of great supper will always be scheduled ahead of time.
哦，所以这些被邀请的人，他们已经知道，在某一天，这个主人邀请他们来参加一个大的宴席。
So these invitees, they should have known that at which day, the master has invited them to go to that feast.
哦，所以在那一天，每一个客人，他们事实上都应该准备好的。
So in fact, all of the guests, should have been prepared by that day.
哦，那等着宴席。齐备了啊，人家来招呼他们说，啊，请来赴宴席。
And according to the custom, when everything is ready, they will be invited to come.
所以对当时讲这主耶稣讲这个比喻的啊的当时呢啊，这个是针对的那一些文士、法利赛人、那些犹太人。
And so the subject of Jesus' parable are those Pharisees and scribes.
简单的来讲，就是这些人他们已经有相当的这个宗教信仰的背景。
So simply put, that these people they already have the background in terms of religion.
哦，因为他们是犹太人，所以他们知道会有弥赛亚的来到。
Because they are Jewish people, they understand that there is a coming of the Messiah.
哦，那在耶稣的时代，他们对弥赛亚的来到是相当的火热，相当的迫切。
And in Jesus' time, they long for the coming of Messiah.
所以当施洗约翰出来的时候呢，他们马上有人去问说，你是不是就是那一位我们所等待的？
Therefore, when John the Baptist began to preach, people asked him, "Are you the one who we are waiting for?"
所以这些人是已经知道这个宴席。
So these people they ought to understand that there is this feast.
只是说真的。准备齐全了，要他们来，他们却拒绝。
But however, when everything was ready and they are asked to come, they refuse to come.
以后使徒他们在在这个传福音的时候也是类似这样的步骤。
And later the apostles, when they preach, they will follow the same kind of steps.
他们先向那些犹太人、那些有信仰背景的人去传讲。
They will first preach to those people who have the religious background, the Jewish people.
因为他们已经相信有这个弥赛亚的弥赛亚的来到的事情。
Because these people already understand there is the coming of the Messiah.
所以告诉他们弥赛亚已经来了。
If they were told that Messiah has already come.
请看《使徒行传》十三章。
Turn to the book of Acts, chapter 13.
使徒行传十三章十四节。
The book of Acts, chapter 13, verse 14.
十四节，他们离了别家往前行，来到比西底的安提亚，在安息日。进会堂坐下，这里说这个保罗跟巴拿巴他们来到比西底的安提阿。
Here says Paul and Barnabas they went to the Perga in Pisidia.
Antioch.
Oh, I'm sorry, in the Antioch in Pisidia. Pisidia.
因为十三章一开始又有一个安提阿，这是不同的地点。
And for in the beginning of chapter 13, there's Antioch. These are two different Antiochs.
这个十四节所讲的安提亚是在加拉太省。
And so this Antioch here in verse 14 is in the in Galatia.
那保罗、巴拿巴他们这一次的目的啊，就是奉差遣去传讲耶稣的福音。
So this time, Paul and Barnabas they were being sent out to preach the gospel.
所以他们来到一个新的地方他们第一步就是在安息日进入会堂。
So when they come to a new place, the first thing that they do is on the Sabbath day they went into the synagogue.
在会堂里大部分都是犹太人或者皈依犹太教的人。
And so those who will go to synagogues are the Jewish people or those people who wanted to believe in the Jewish religion.
这一些人他们都有弥赛亚的这一个观念。
So all of these people they have the concept of Messiah.
我们再看到四十六节。
If we were to turn to verse 46,
四十六节，保罗和巴拿巴放胆说神的道，啊，先讲给你们，原是应当的，只因你们弃绝这道，啊，断定自己不配得永生，我们就转向外邦人去，啊，那但是一样的啊，这个大部分的这一些有信仰啊，有宗教信仰背景的人，他们并不接受保罗所传讲的。
So likewise, those people who have these religious backgrounds, they do not believe in what Paul and Barnabas has preached.
啊，所以保罗他们啊也直接的说啊，这个勇敢的说啊，说你们自己不配得永生。
And so then they boldly say to them that you yourselves you are unworthy to receive the gospel.
啊，所以呢，他们就将福音介绍给为犹太人，给外邦人。
So then they began to introduce the gospel to Gentiles, non-Jewish people.
那回到路加福音十四章，那个仆人去邀请的时候，都说来，这个已经都预备好了。
And so in Luke chapter 14, the servant went and invited them and told them that, look, everything is ready. Come.
其实这是一个充满着恩惠的一个邀请。
This is a very gracious invitation.
来邀请来认识这个弥赛亚。
To invite them to come to know this Messiah.
来领受弥赛亚所要带来给他们真正的这个福气。
To receive what the Messiah will bring to them, the true blessings.
他们等候弥赛亚所要得到的最大的福气是什么呢？
What is a blessing that they wanted to receive as they wait for Messiah to come?
无论他们是怎么来看，怎么来啊，来定义弥赛亚所要带给他们的福气。
That does not matter how they have defined what Messiah will bring them.
但是圣经已经讲得很清楚，弥赛亚要带给他们什么。
But Bible stated very clearly what Messiah will bring them.
请看以赛亚书第一章
，Into the book of Isaiah, chapter one.
以赛亚书第一章十八节
，Isaiah chapter one, verse 18.
主说：“你们来，我们彼此辩论。你们的罪虽像朱红，必变成雪白；虽红如丹颜，必白如羊毛。”啊，一个很重要的一个福气就是。要让他们的罪能够得着赦免。
A very important blessing to bring to them is that their sins shall be forgiven.
这是历代以来他们所知道的一个最大的问题。
And this is what they understand throughout the generations, the greatest problem they face.
那弥赛亚所要带给他们的所带给他们的就是这个最大的恩典。来让他们的罪得到洁净，得到解决。
So, what Messiah will bring them this greatest blessing is that their sins will be forgiven, their sins will be washed away.
再请看以赛亚书五十五章。
Turn to Isaiah chapter 55.
以赛亚书五十五章第一节。
Isaiah chapter 55 verse 1.
一节，你们一切干渴的都当就近水来，没有银钱的也可以来，你们都来买的吃，不用银钱，不用价值，也来买酒和奶。这也是一个邀请。
So this is also an invitation.
那我们知道这对这些就业就这些犹太人来讲呢他们在这种灵性上不能够得到这个饱足的那一种状况。
And so we can see these people, the Jewish people, the state in which they are not full, they do not feel full in their spirit.
虽然在历史当中，他们也有一些偶尔有那些所谓宗教的复兴。
Even though throughout their history there are periods where there's a religious revival.
但是啊，问题还是没有解决。
However, their problems still exist.
因为这些问题并不是用物质上、外在上所能够解决的。
Because their problems cannot be taken care of by material or worldly things.
而是 需要被神的恩典、神的能力、神的灵来充满他们。
But they need to be filled by the Spirit, and the power and the grace of God.
所以这里说干渴的都来就近水来。
So here says those who are thirsty can come and have water.
所以在这些先知的信息里头，也不再不断的来提到圣灵。神的灵的浇灌 的事情。
Therefore, throughout the prophetic messages, it talks about the pouring of the Holy Spirit.
这就是弥赛亚所要带来最大真正的福气。
So this is what the greatest blessing, the real, true blessing the Messiah will bring them.
所以这个来，这个是一个充满着恩惠的一个邀请。
So the invitation of come, it is a very gracious, invitation.
那今天这也是我们第一步的邀请。
And this is also the first, step in the invitation.
今天很多的基督徒他们都知道赦罪这一件事情。
Today, many of the, Christians, they understand about, forgiveness of sin.
很多的基督徒也在强调着这个圣灵这一件事情。
And many Christians, they also emphasize upon having the Holy Spirit.
但是问题是很多的基督徒他们有悔改，但是并没有得着那赦罪的洗礼。
However, many Christians they have repented, and yet they have not received the baptism, that will wash away their sins.
很多的基督徒在强调，在渴慕着圣灵，但是事实上并没有领受圣灵。
Many Christians they thirst after Holy Spirit, but they have not yet received the Holy Spirit.
那这正是主耶稣真正要带给他们的。
And so this is what Lord Jesus Christ will give them.
那他们已经被邀请了。
And they have already been invited.
因为主耶稣已经感动他们能够承认耶稣基督是救主。
Because Jesus, Lord Jesus has already moved them that they can recognize, Jesus is a savior.
所以我们就像这个仆人一样要去邀请他们。
Therefore, we need to be like the servant. We need to go invite them.
万你的圣灵已经降临了。
For the latter rain has already come.
这个赦罪的这个赦罪的前赦罪的权柄已经又赏赐下来了。
For the authority of for the forgiveness of sin has already been given.
因为圣灵已经在降临了。
Because the Holy Spirit has descended.
路加福音十四章这个仆人他的第一步却是遭受到拒绝。
And yet, in Gospel of Luke chapter 14, the first step, performed by this, servant, he was rejected.
这些被邀请的人他们都有借口来请辞。
And all those people who are invited, they all have excuses to not to come.
当然这里只举了三个例子。
Of course, there were only three, excuses here.
事实上我们常说一个人如果不愿意做一件事情他可以找出一百个理由。
In fact, if we are unwilling to do a certain thing, we often can find 100 of excuses.
那这个所有的人都拒绝这个仆人的邀请。
So all of these people, they refused the invitation of this servant.
今天我们在在邀请我们的基督徒的朋友的时候我想我们也常常有这样的遭遇。
And today, as we try to invite the Christian friends we have, perhaps this is the same kind of situation we face.
有时候我们也会觉得说带领已经是基督徒的朋友来我们教会好像很多的时候是更加的困难。
And many times we feel it is even more difficult, to bring those, our friends who are already Christians.
人很容易习惯于某一种观念。
And because we're often used to a certain concept.
那我们尽了我们的本分就是了。
And as long as we can, fulfill our duty, that is enough.
那我们怎么来看待我们自己？
So how do we judge ourselves?
第一个，这个仆人他不等于不是因为别人的拒绝就等于是不是被差遣的。
First of all, this servant, not because other people reject him, that he is not the person who was sent by the master.
他还是他主人所。主人所恩宠的所差派的。
He is still, used by, heavily by the master. He is sent by the master.
所以今天同样的别人拒绝我们但是不等于我们不是被差遣。
So today, if others were to reject us, it does not mean that we are not sent.
再来我们也不需要对我们的主耶稣来 来失去信心。
And further, we do not need to lose our faith towards our Lord Jesus.
我们也不用来质疑主耶稣基督的身体这个教会。
And we do not need to have any doubts regarding the body of Christ, this church.
那这个仆人被拒绝，这是一个事实。
And we know that it is a fact that the servant he was rejected.
那他的反应是怎样呢
？So how did he react?
他并没有很沮丧，并没有很灰心。
He wasn't disappointed, or he did not lose heart.
他也没有向主人来做任何的。任何的这种埋怨。
And he did not make any complaints, to the master.
他只是回去告诉主人所发生的事情。
He simply went back, and reported to the master what had occurred.
这就是我们所可以有、所应该有的一个态度。
And so this is an attitude that we can have.
我们将我们所遇到的事情来告诉主耶稣。
We can report to Lord Jesus Christ, what we have encountered.
通常我们传福音的第一步，我们总是对我们的亲人、朋友或者常常在一起的人来传讲、来邀请。
And oftentimes the first step in our invitation is we would invite our relatives, our friends, those people who are close to us.
那我们尔湾教会在这里成立的这些年来我们也实在这一方面尽了很大的力量。
And in Irvine, as we have established our church, we have worked very hard in this area.
那神也祝福我们，所以在过去的一段时间，我们实在是常常看到我们的亲人、我们的朋友他们来归入主的名下。
And God has blessed us, for we have seen many of our relatives and our close friends, they have come to believe in the Lord.
我们也相信主耶稣会在这一方面继续来带领、来祝福我们。
We also believe the Lord Jesus Christ will continue to guide us and bless us, in these areas.
但是被拒绝这个也一定是继续的存在。
And but however, to be refused or rejected, these things will continue to happen.
当这个仆人跟主人讲了之后，主人给他下达第二个命令。
And when the servant reported back to the master gave him the second command.
我们请看路加福音14章。
Turn back to Luke chapter 14.
路加福音14章21节。
Luke chapter 14 verse 21.
那仆人回来把这事都告诉了主人，家主就动怒，对仆人说：“快出去到城里大街小巷，领那贫穷的、残废的、瞎眼的、瘸腿的，瘸腿的来。”所以这主人呢，就给仆人这样的一个命令。
And so the master gave this command, to the servant.
那在这一次一个重要的字眼就是“去”。
And so this time, an important phrase is, or word is, go.
在上一次是说来
last time it was come
那这一次呢是去到我指示你的那些人那里去
this time is go out quickly into the places I have told you
我们可能没有想过的人
and those of us who have not thought about this
我们根本不认识的人
orThose people we have not thought about, those people who do not know,
或者我们认为不可能的人
or those people we think that are just impossible,
或者有些人他们也甚至认为他们自己是不配的
or there are some people who feel that they are truly unworthy.
那在这里是用了一些的字眼就是贫穷、残废、瞎眼、瘸腿
and here use these descriptions that they are poor, they are maimed, they are lame.
我们也不要只是专注在这个字面上
，and we should not just dwell on on these words.
其实有时候肉体上的缺欠不一定等于它是一个它是一个一个肯谦卑领受的人。
In terms of those people who have needs, physically does not.Imply that those people would especially humble themselves to receive the truth.
因为外在无论是怎样，每一个人都会有一些的自尊的存在。
Because outwardly, it does not matter who we are, we always have our self dignity.
所以更重要的是那种心灵贫穷，他真的是想要得神的帮助。
What's important is those who are poor in heart, those who are truly seeking after God's help.
真的觉得 自己在啊在神的面前是这样子的残缺不全。
And they truly feel that they are inadequate before the Lord.
但是这些人，我们啊，怎么知道呢
？So how do we go and know and find these people？
哦，所以这需要主人，这个主人对那仆人说：“你去。”
It requires the master to tell the servant that go。
哦，所以很重要，就是我们要借着我们的祷告啊，求主耶稣来带领我们。
So what's important is that through our prayers, we ask our God to help us。
哦，他差遣我们去到这一些人那里去。
To send us to go to these type of people。
哦，这就是为什么保罗他要求要常常在书信里头要求弟兄姐妹为他传道的工作来祷告。
This is why in Paul's letters he always asks for brother and sister to pray on his behalf in for his work.
哦，求主耶稣打开传道的门。
To ask for Jesus Christ to open up the door of salvation.
哦，因为保罗他所能够做的也是第一步，就是到这些到会这个犹太人的会堂里头去传。
Because what Paul could do is he could only do the first step that he can go to synagogue and preach to them.
哦，虽然他是在外邦的地方出生。
And even though he was born in a Gentile land.
啊，其实他跟这些非犹太人是没有什么关联，没有什么关系，没有什么打交道的。
And in fact, he did not have any relationship or any network with the Gentile people.
哦，所以他实在是需要这个神的带领，神的指示说你去哪里。
So he truly needed the guidance and the help of God to tell him where to go.
我们请看哥林多前书第九章。
Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 9.
哥林多前书第九章。
1 Corinthians chapter 9.
22节。
Verse 22.
二十二节，像软弱的人，我就做软弱的人，为要得软弱的人；像怎样的人，我就做什么样的人。无论如何，总要救些人。啊，这是我想，这是保罗的座右铭。无论如何，总要救些人。
Here says, this is Paul's famous utterance that he said that I might by all means save some people.
我想这也是我们啊，我们常常放在我们的心中。
And so often we will place this in our heart.
啊，在我们的生活当中，我们有很多的活动啊，但是我们要想到，无论如何，总是要救些人。
In our lives, we have many different activities, but it doesn't matter what we do. We wanted to save some people.
啊，那我们也相信主耶稣基督他能够救任何的人。
And we also believe that Lord Jesus Christ can save any kind of people.
再翻回路加福音十四章。
Turn back to Luke chapter 14.
路加福音十四章二十二节。
Luke chapter 14 verse 22.
二十二节，仆人说：“主啊，你所吩咐的已经办了，还有空座。”那在这第二波啊，这一个仆人他终于能够来完成他的工作。
And so the second task, this servant was able to complete his work.
哦，真的，这些人。主耶稣叫他去的，去邀请的这些人，他们都来坐了那些位置。
It's true that the people who Lord Jesus Christ told him to invite, they came and they sat on those seats.
啊，所以我们不要因为第一步的被拒绝，我们就灰心了。
So do not grow disappointed as we are rejected in the first step.
就像这个仆人一样，第二波第二步。啊，他就完成了他的工作。
Just as the servant in the second step, he was able to finish his task.
哦，那任务的完成，他的意思就是下一个任务又要开始了。
And the completion of one task, would imply the coming of the next task.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
主人对仆人说：“你出去到路上篱笆那里，勉强人进来，坐满我的屋子。”啊，这个主人呢，再叫他做。继续的做这个邀请的工作。
And so the master commanded him to continue to do this work of invitation.
哦，这次是到这个篱笆边这个路上勉强人进来。
And this time is going to the highways and the hedges, to compel people to come.
那用勉强这个字眼呢，我们也不要去误解了它。
And since this is this word compel, we should not misunderstood this.
哦，不是那种。啊，硬是啊，拉人家这个哦，这个用 这个啊强迫逼迫的方式要人家要人家来。
This is not something that we forcefully or we try to push them then to come in.
当然要来到教会是会有一股的力量让他来。
Of course, for them to come to the church, there needs to be some kind of force to compel them to come.
但是不是出于我们人的力量。
But it is not out of the human's force.
保罗说他被基督的爱所感动，所激动。
And Paul said that he was compelled and he was constrained or moved by the Spirit of the Lord.
所以那一股那个力量应该是这种力量。
So it should be this power. Should be this kind of power.
那种被感动、被爱所催逼的力量。
The power being compelled by love.
真的在这个圣灵动工的时候。
So when the Spirit, Holy Spirit began to work.
当有了第二阶段，进入这个第三阶段的时候。
When we are in the second step, as we enter into the third step.
有些人就是。很被吸引的说，我去看看。
There are many people they will be attracted and they will be compelled to come.
或许在他根本他没有像第二种第二步的那一些人有那一些的缺陷或者需要。
Perhaps they're unlike the second type of people. They are poor and they have needs.
罪是很严重的一个事情，但是不一定每一个人都会这么敏感的说。我是一个罪人。
Even though sin is quite a serious thing, but not everyone is so sensitive to understand that they have sins.
但是常常会有人会被吸引或者被感动的说，我去看看。
However, there's often will be people who are compelled or attracted by something, and they'll say, "I'll go and see."
他不是很清楚的知道主耶稣的恩惠，他也不是真的很迫切的。需要主耶稣的恩惠。
They do not clearly understand the grace of Lord Jesus, and they do not feel that they need the grace of Lord Jesus.
但是事实是每一个人都需要主耶稣的救恩。
But the fact is that everyone needs the grace of salvation.
但是来了就领受救恩。
And when they come, they'll receive the salvation.
这是到了第三个阶段的时候。
And so this is when we reach the third stage.
那我们也看到。这个主耶稣要我们传福音呢、是我们一生的事情。
And so we also see that Lord Jesus Christ wants us to preach, for our entire life.
一直到主耶稣再来。
Until the coming of Lord Jesus Christ.
最后看路加福音十四章二十四节。
Finally, let us read verse 24.
我告诉你们，先前所请的人没有一个得偿我的筵席。这个提醒我们。不要拒绝主耶稣的邀请。
So here is to remind us that we cannot refuse the invitation from Lord Jesus Christ.
我们知道主耶稣的邀请不是只有这个领受救恩这一件事情。
We know that the invitation of Lord Jesus is not merely the invitation of salvation.
即使在我们生活当中的每一个层面，主耶稣都为我们准备了恩典。
In all of the different aspects of our lives, Lord Jesus Christ has prepared for us blessings.
我们个人，我们的家庭，我们的事业，我们的课业等等。
For our all of the individuals, our family members, our careers, our businesses, or our studies.
这生活的每一个层面，主耶稣都准备了恩典。
In all aspects of our lives, Lord Jesus Christ has prepared grace for each one of us.
那只是我们有没有接受他的邀请。
The question is whether or not we have received his invitation.
我们不要拒绝他的邀请，我们就可以尝到他为我们所准备的筵席恩典。
So do not refuse his invitation, and then we can enjoy the supper that he has prepared for us.
唱诗三十四首。
Let us sing hymn number 34.
主耶稣 is tenderly calling. journeying further away. Calling to day, calling to day, Jesus is calling, is tenderly calling to day. Jesus is calling the weary to rest, calling
一起来做结束的祷告。
I'd like to make the concluding prayer.
我们用15分钟来做祷告。
I'd like to spend 15 minutes to pray.
我们为我们个人，为我们的家庭祷告。
Let us pray for each one of us and also our families.
我们也为教，我们耳湾教会，每个地方，世界各地的宣道的工作来代祷。
Let us also pray for all of the evangelical work, including in Irvine and all of the places in the world.
我们都愿意做个好仆人。
Because we all want to be a good servant.
主耶稣也已经把这个使命来交托给我们。
And Lord Jesus has already given us this commission.
这个荣耀有恩宠的一个职分。
And this is a very honorable and glorious status.
他也赏赐圣灵给我们来差遣我们。
He also has given us the Holy Spirit to send us out.
一起祷告。
Let's all kneel down to pray.